Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here with you in the studio, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Matt.
Join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site that you can avail yourself of, including archives that go back a ways. You can easily access the archives there on the front page of the website, or click around the menus to discover all kinds of neat things that you can do at freetalklive.com. We're going to get back into the attack piece against the secession bill. That's not just a normal bill. This is a constitutional amendment that has been proposed here in New Hampshire, and it's already setting off the loyalists to the U.S. Empire on the editorial board of the Keene Sentinel, which is one of the oldest newspapers, I think, in America. It was founded in the late 1700s.
And look how shameful they are after all these years.
Yeah, and they just have themselves all over that U.S. federal government. They love the feds. And we're going to continue with their opinion piece here in just a moment. But first, we go to, let's see, Sarah's on the line in New Mexico.
Yes, I just wanted to call in about that when I was in El Paso visiting. I finally got to eat at the Raising Cane, the chicken finger place.
I heard good things.
It's pretty good.
I just wanted to know what the deal was, that they wanted to come into New Mexico and open up a store. So the people were really excited, and they were talking about on the local show.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an opportunity to eat there. I just wanted to really find out why it was so great. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
So, but I think it was a little bit more. You know what? I was quite impressed with the chicken. It was really moist, and it tasted like they did marinate it for some time. And I think they only use fresh chicken. I don't think there's anything.
So slaughtering the chickens out back? That's sweet.
Well, the sauce is so good. The sauce has anchovies in it. That's the secret sauce, sauce.
What? That's weird.
You would never guess. It's just some kind of like honey mustard looking sauce, but. Huh. Like, I don't know, it's so good.
And it's called what? Raising Cane?
Yeah, Raising Cane.
Yeah, Raising Cane.
So after
yeah,
Raising Cane.
Huh. So, are they in New Hampshire? I mean,
I don't know anything about them. No, that's totally like a southern and western thing.
Yeah,
I
they're
think.
In like Louisiana and Texas. I don't know where else.
Is it fried chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get like
for.
The chicken tenders. They always have Texas toast.
Do they have like a spicy chicken? You got to have that nowadays,
right?
No,
I don't know.
Have that kind of a... They don't have they don't have spicy, mild or anything, but just
what?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Chicken.
They have good fries. I love their fries. They like the crinkle cut kind.
All right, we're gonna need to get them a sponsorship here. They have a lot of free promotion.
They have good sweet tea.
So, Sarah, you were just calling to give us a review of the chain.
Well, yeah, because I think they're gonna come into New Mexico and. Show host like the Bob Clark show. He was like all excited. He gets so excited over In-N-Out Burger from California, and he talks about these kind of stuff. And so I'm so excited that I got to taste it, and it was really quite good. But we got pie-fried chicken, and we got Chick-fil-A is here.
Well, how would you compare it to those two? Because I think a lot of the listeners have probably had some experience with either Popeyes or Chick-fil-A or both. I have personally had both of those in my lifetime. How would you compare the Raising Cane's to either or both of those?
Well, you know, the one thing that I noticed about the chickens were that they were really, really moist and very, very moist. I mean, moist compared to the other two places. So that's my assumption was they either marinated the meat to soak in the moisture, and then the batter kept they batter all of it, but it seems like they must use fresh chicken only, and never frozen.
Now, I wouldn't say necessarily that, you know, Chick-fil-A is not a moist chicken. They seem to have it down. But would you say the flavor, because, you know, ultimately it's the flavor that I think really is sells it. Was the flavor something that, you know, you would say they're number one or not quite as good as Chick-fil-A or what?
If they do like organic chicken, I know that the Chick-fil-A is still known for that. That's what makes them good.
I've never heard that. Is that true? Chicken. About Chick-fil-A, they do organic? What the hell does that even mean?
I guess so.
I've heard of organic fruits and vegetables before, and I think it's a lot of it's just BS. But
well, I don't think they're think it means they're not pumping the animals full of antibiotics.
Yeah,
that's
when they say organic chicken, they feed them like grain, like vegetarian, what they're supposed to eat, instead of like animal byproducts. They just feed them everything. And they pump them up with hormones. So Chick-fil-A, their chickens are just natural.
All right, so you didn't buy Raising Cane's stock before you made this phone call, did you?
Oh, no, no. Okay. I don't see that kind of stocking cane.
You know, I just looked them up. No. I just looked them up, Sarah, and they're the closest one to us. They're apparently
one in Boston.
One by Boston, yeah. And you know what? Before we get Sarah out the phone, I got a question for
okay.
You know, I'm in this a mini debate with my beautiful and loving girlfriend, Nikki, who you might know from Wednesday and Sunday nights at Free Talk Live. But Nikki has this thing where she wants a garden, and that's code for I want you to buy me a house and put babies in me. And what I want instead is a really fast, loud car. Should I get a really fast, loud car or make babies and buy a house?
Babies and buy a house.
I'm asking Sarah.
Well, I mean, what do you want to do? You know what? If she wants babies, you don't want to have babies. You're not going to get along too well.
I'm fine either way. I'm a pretty easy to please person, but I really like a 500 horsepower Camaro that makes a lot of noise.
Well, I guess you're not ready to settle down, but you know what? You can't compromise it. That's one of those having children, having no children that make it or break it.
So you're taking Nikki's side on this one. So I have to buy a house and a garden.
You have to be true to yourself. You want children?
Hey, that's good advice.
I'm good either way, though. I'm good either way.
Thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. It's the first time I've really heard her give some good advice. You got to be true to yourself.
You know, you just got to find people's niche. That's all there is to it.
Raising Cane's there in Boston, Massachusetts, and I don't know where else, but I'm not surprised.
I hate El Paso.
Considering they're like a southern chain, that they're that far north, so I guess they're spreading out.
Yeah.
So good for them. It's hard to beat the Chick-fil-A customer service, though. I mean, those guys.
Chick-fil-A is like, Raising Cane's is like, they kind of try to do the same thing.
Oh, really?
It's another place where I would pick up an Uber Eats order, and I would see a huge line, but I wouldn't be worried about it, because I know I'd just be like.
They'd move it through?
Yeah, it's just like Chick-fil-A, like that.
Yeah, and the Chick-fil-A people are genuinely such sweethearts, too. I don't know how they find that many sweet
I don't know
people.
If it's truly genuine, but they seem like it.
Oh, man, they seem really, really nice.
Yeah, that's my pleasure, sir. They always say that. It's my pleasure.
I hate that. I don't know why, but I really hate the word pleasure. Also moist, and she kept saying moist.
I think it's a nice touch. To me, it's a line that is very unique to Chick-fil-A. You don't hear it anywhere else. I remember the first time I heard it, I think it was in Austin, Texas, at a Chick-fil-A there. I'm like, And then I heard it again. I thought, oh, they tell their staff to say this. At first, I just thought it was the lady, you know, just that the one person I happened to be speaking with who was using that line. I was like, oh, that's a good line. It's my pleasure.
Well, you know, people at Chick-fil-A, they get one day off a week for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody gets Sunday off at Chick-fil-A.
That's what I don't like about Chick-fil-A.
Me too. But that, you know,
my only critique.
I could see how that could be, you know, if you were like...
Besides all religious thing.
If you're some 17, 18, 19-year-old that really liked to party and you were guaranteed you're getting Sunday off, you could really hoe down on Saturday nights and not have to worry about going to work the next day. So that's totally perk.
Don't you know, like, multiple gay guys who just love Chick-fil-A?
Yes, I would say that they're the biggest fans of Chick-fil-A in my friend group, and I'm always telling them, like, we shouldn't go there and spend our money there because they give money to conversion camps, and they're just like, I don't care what people do with their money. And I love Chick-fil-A.
Is that what they're called? They're called conversion cans?
Pray the gay away cans?
I know that's what I call them, pray the gay away cans. I didn't know they called them conversion cans.
Yeah, let's try to convert people, I guess.
They sent Aria to one when she was growing up.
That was one of the best stories I've ever heard anyone tell. And we got to get an episode of Free Your Talk Live going so she can tell that.
Uncensored.
Yeah, uncensored. That is an absolutely hilarious story she has to tell about her pray away at the gay camp.
Well, it's not clear if she's going to be here on New Year's Eve yet. She might be. It just depends on the party situation, I guess, because she's free to go out and party, unlike some of us. The number here is 603-283-6160. We're going to continue with the attack against the New Hampshire independence movement and the bill that could make it happen.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Matt. We're talking about the New Hampshire exit. The proposal to leave peacefully, mind you, to say goodbye to the United States federal government. Sorry, it hasn't been fun. It's been abusive. We're leaving. And we're leaving peacefully. That's the most important aspect of this. The hit piece that the editorial staff at the Keene Sentinel, one of the oldest newspapers, the oldest paper in New Hampshire, probably one of the oldest in the United States, that they're all about the federal government. They're all about keeping the status quo. So they wrote themselves a hit piece about this piece of legislation that if it passes the state house and the state senate with 60% of the vote in both house and senate, then it will go on the ballot in 2022. It will then require two-thirds of the New Hampshire voters to vote for it. So it's a bit of a high bar to pass. But if it does get through, then it's pretty much, you know, a done deal. I mean, this is a secession bill. This isn't some bill to start thinking about, considering how to begin talking about seceding.
This is just doing it.
This is it. And so that's one of the reasons why they're freaking out. That's one of the reasons why they're not just ignoring this. Because if they were to ignore it, then it probably wouldn't get as much, you know, controversy. It wouldn't get as much attention. So I've got to say, I'm grateful for the New Hampshire, the Keene Sentinel, for writing this attack piece against it. The more they attack this, the better off it's going to be for us.
I wonder what Sig and Ruger will do.
Who's that?
The gun manufacturers?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because Sig has a couple of giant contracts with the U.S. military. And if New Hampshire's a foreign country at that point, like, how are they going to...
Well, I would think that they would be able to import guns from outside of the United States.
Yeah, but that would be the un-American thing to do. Not buy American, they're not buying American-made products at that point.
Well, let's just say that's the least of my concerns.
I think secession is pretty American.
That's true. I mean, what could be more American than
patently American
than leaving a tyranny? So we did it before, and so this is basically New Hampshire doing again what we've done in the past. We said goodbye to the king,
mm-hmm.
You know, in the late 1700s. So I'm going to continue with this attack piece here, where the the Keene Sentinel's editorial board is saying, wasting time. Frivolous state secession proposal should die a quick death. And so, of course, they've got to bring up the Civil War. They say there was, of course, a cataclysmic civil war fought 160 years ago in large measure by the northern states, New Hampshire prominently among them, to resolve that no individual state has a right to secede. And the Supreme Court and legal scholars have since asserted the same. Well, who gives a flip about what they think, about what the people who were willing to kill their countrymen think about whether or not people should be able to say goodbye?
Oh, the abusive boyfriend said you can't leave, so that means you can't leave.
He beat you once before, girl. You better stay right where you are. It's ridiculous. But that's the best argument they have, is that, oh, federal government's going to murder you if you try this again.
And the reason I said it's proof that the Keene Sentinel is just pro-bullying is that's all that somebody winning a war and settling a dispute means. It's just if you're the biggest bully to the people who you don't want to leave you, then you win, and that's just how we should, you know, make laws for the rest of the country to live by for forever. Stupid.
So they say here, the co-sponsors seem to be motivated by their objection to what they perceive as federal intrusion on personal freedoms. That's, of course, a legitimate position to hold, but it's one that in our constitutional democracy should be advanced through the democratic process of selecting enough representatives to Congress who share that view. Oh, so just work within the system that has created the largest federal government that we've ever seen, the most intrusive bureaucracy.
What's non-democratic about the way that this is happening?
Oh, it's not the right way of democratic things. See, you're supposed to go and elect people to D.C. Just try to change the system.
How would that get us out of D.C.? I don't understand what they're trying to say.
You can make it better. Just try to change it. Look, don't leave. You can't leave.
You can just ask him to stop being abusive and mean.
Just change the boyfriend, for the abusive boyfriend, from the inside. He'll persuade him.
You know, I'm thinking, if secession ever went through, the people who were writing that article would be clear enemies of the people of the state of New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
Or the country of...
Well, they're loyalists.
Yeah.
They go on. They say, instead, it's a cynical waste of legislative time and effort for state representatives to propose breaking away from the union just to underscore a point. It recalls a similarly specious bill introduced some 20 years ago by then-state senator and now executive counselor David Wheeler, calling for New Hampshire to secede from the union if the federal deficit got too big, a remedy the Milford Republicans seem to have conveniently abandoned while the deficit began ballooning again under former President George W. Bush. Now, that sounds like a legitimate critique.
I would say so.
Right? Like, you got somebody on the right who says, deficit's getting too big. We got to secede. And then as soon as a Republican gets elected, he throws
it's
it away.
It's okay to have a gigantic
Yeah, so they got that's the one good point.
That sounds like a great bill. I'd get behind it if it was happening today.
Yeah, I wonder what they said it was 20 years ago, so I wonder what he considered to be too big. Because whatever it is,
right.
it's 29 trillion
compared to what we have now.
Yeah. Is 29 trillion
It is currently over 29 trillion. Oh, no, they're talking about deficits. That's different than the debt.
Oh.
So the deficit is the difference between the amount that they budgeted for the year and the amount they actually spent.
Right.
Which is probably way higher now than it was 20 years ago, too, with all the COVID trillions.
Which is okay because Elon Musk's going to pay taxes this year and, you know, it's all going to bounce back because of that and the poor will be fed. And,
well, Biden even said this year, the United States federal government always pays their debts when they come due, and that's why I'm raising our whatever
the debt ceiling.
Our ceiling. That's like, I'm going to get a bigger credit card because I'm fiscally responsible.
It's ridiculous.
It's just silly.
There's no shortage of serious issues, says the paper, to be debated and resolved and conquered. A petulant, we're going to take our ball and go home proposal to yank New Hampshire out of the union rather than work to improve it should not be one of them, and the proposed amendment should die a quick death in the legislature.
It'll be a lot of work once we secede from the union. I still think there'll be lots of things to do.
Sure.
To make New Hampshire, you know, the most free and peaceful, prosperous place it can be. I don't think it's just whatever he's trying to say, like, you know, when we don't want to put in the work to make a great society. That's stupid.
Yeah, this is just straight up love for the federal government. This is just pure.
I don't even know if it is. You know what? I'm not sure if it is love for federal government. I don't think those people look at it that way. I think they do everything to the scope of fear.
Hmm.
They're afraid of everything, and they think that, you know, keeping things ardently the way they are is safer than the unknown. So
yeah, that is true for a lot of people.
You know, I don't think they really even do love the federal government. I don't think they understand it.
They
think they're
afraid of them killing us?
Yep. I think, yeah. They don't, the unknown.
They want to be able to use it, too, I think. They want to be able to use the bad parts of the federal government against people.
Yep. And they see it as a savior and a parental figure and all kinds of other things. There's mental illness going on there.
Yeah,
definitely. And this isn't going to be the last attack. As I said, this is, from what I can tell, the first one. There have been some letters to the editor that have been written to other newspapers attacking this particular bill. By the way, it's CACR 32. If you want to learn more about the New Hampshire Independence Bill that has been filed, it's going to get a hearing. And it will be voted on by at least the state house. So it's historic in that way. No other state has had anything like this happen in our lifetimes.
Specious.
You can check it out over at nhexit.us. We got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The CDC advisory panel says most Americans should get the Pfizer or Moderna COVID vaccine instead of a Johnson & Johnson shot because it can cause rare blood clots that have so far killed 9 people. Up till this point, federal officials have treated all 3 shots equally, The CDC must now decide whether to accept the recommendation. In a statement, Johnson & Johnson said it remains confident the overall positive benefit-risk profile of its vaccine. At the White House, President Biden said it's past time for people to get their boosters.
Boosters are free, safe, and convenient. About 60 million people have been boosted. So go get your shot today. Go get boosted if you had your first two shots. If you haven't, go get your first shot.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden has conceded that the Build Back Better bill won't get passed this year. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
President Biden's social spending bill, Build Back Better, has lost its momentum. Now Democrats want to turn their attention to federalizing elections in America. Democrat Congressman Jake Auchincloss on MSNBC.
I've only been in Congress for a year, but even in this last year, I have seen that no legislation is ever fully done until it's on the president's desk, nor is it fully dead when you've got somebody like Nancy Pelosi in charge in the House or our Senate colleagues working on it in the Senate. So it's not dead. It's clearly stalled. Senator Manchin has been clear for the last several months that he has grave concerns about the bill. There's no surprises there. He's still working on it with the president, I think in good faith negotiations. But it cannot be an obstruction to passing voting rights before the new year.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number, 603-283-6160. Take control of the airwaves. With you in the studio tonight, Ian.
Bonnie.
And Matt. 603-283-6160. And you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We've got a Matrix chat server there at chat.freetalklive.com. We can interact with some of our favorite trolls. And least favorite, depending on who you like and who you don't. There's an interesting group of characters over there, and they're there all day, all night long over at chat.freetalklive.com. Before we get into your story here, Bonnie, I do want to give a nobody quote. You've been dutifully selecting quotes from our friend and co-host, well, currently not a co-host because the federal government won't let him be on the radio, but nobody who has been on the air with us for many years here on Free Talk Live. You've been selecting classic nobody quotes from various nobody writings and interviews and on-air appearances, and so we've been sharing those with our audience as the days have gone by in the last few weeks, and here's the latest one. This one's a short one. Crypto is not a crime.
Yep. It's a good one.
True story.
And that's the way it ought to be. Unfortunately, here in the United States, many people have gone to jail. And they are trying to put multiple hosts of Free Talk Live, including myself, Aria, Nobody, and three of our friends behind bars. We call them the Crypto Six. You can go to thecrypto6.com, and you can learn more about what they are alleged that we were doing. They don't like it when you do things without their permission.
Cryptocurrency is computer code that was created without permission because it didn't need permission, and it should continue to be that way.
Mm.
computer code is just a language, and free speech is a thing.
Yep. So.
Yeah, and that's an interesting argument, and you know, if this ever makes it to trial, which it's now scheduled for November of next year.
For now.
If this ever makes it to trial, then I think that might be something worth talking about during that trial.
Totally.
This is free speech code, computer code. Somebody wrote that.
Yep.
And so are we talking about money, or are we talking about zeros and ones, a digital thing that people can trade? What's the difference? Is this money? Because if you actually go up and you look up the definition of money, you'll find that money has to adhere to certain principles. And as much as I like cryptocurrency, and
it's not money.
As useful as it can be, it doesn't exactly meet the definition of money. So I think they're going to have a real interesting and difficult case to make here, as we, you know, aren't planning on taking the plea. So we will see how this shakes out.
The people in power are going down hard, and they don't know what to do about it. They've realized it at this point.
They're lashing out.
These are the death throes, and they're going to attack, and they're going to try to kill and poison everything they can and slide on the way down, because that's the type of subhuman trash they are.
That's the dinosaur in the tar pit.
That's the dinosaur in the tar pit.
That quote from Nobody was from the day I scooped him out of jail.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And it was Kokesh that was referencing that too earlier, talking about the system is going down.
Yes.
They know it.
It's no longer viable. It's government is something that we've all liked, and I'd love to say that I was the brave revolutionary that took it down, but none of us are. It's cryptocurrency. It's taking it down. Thank you, Satoshi Nakamoto, for swinging that sword one time and walking away.
And Hillary Clinton will say that you're right.
Yep, will she?
Yeah, no, she spoke
out. Did you hear
out.
That quote from her?
No, what?
Oh, you'll love it. Do you have the exact quote, Ian?
No, don't have it handy.
So she said, we're running out of time because cryptocurrency is basically going to be the end of the state.
She didn't say that last part, but she did literally say we're running out of time.
She said what? It's a threat to the state, and I can't remember. She said it's a threat to society, but what she meant was government.
I love that these old power junkies are getting old. They're starting to slip, and they're like the way they really feel is like leaking out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting.
Like Joe Biden, he loves the kids jumping on his lap. I mean, that stuff's hilarious. Like he would have never said that stuff 10 years ago when he had his brain firmly placed in his skull. Now he doesn't.
Let's go to Richard. He's on the line in New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Richard.
Yes, I have heard Bonnie that is associated with your program talk about Tooele, Utah. So I want to tell Bonnie that my family was associated with Tooele, Utah from 1950 until 1970, and I'm a graduate of Tooele High School in 1969.
That's crazy. I graduated in Dugway Proving Ground. Do you know where that is?
Hello?
Richard, can you
hear
me? Can you hear us?
Yes, yes.
Do you know where Dugway Proving Ground is outside of Tooele?
I was a security guard at Dugway Proving Ground from January of 1979 to October of 1980. My older sisters also worked at Dugway Proving Ground.
You were really bad at your job, weren't you? You must have let us.
Richard, you gotta take that phone receiver away from your mouth. You're very, very loud, and it's sometimes hard to understand you. So you're just a little too close to the phone.
Tooele is the biggest, fastest growing place in Utah, and it's just getting bigger and bigger. Last time I was there, it was crazy. Like the traffic on Main Street is crazy.
So, Richard, were you just calling to reminisce about Tooele tonight, or did you have something else you wanted to say?
No, I just wanted to let Bonnie know there's a fellow Tooelean that's on your radio program.
What is it, Tooelean? Is it Tooelean? Is that
Tooelean?
Tooelean. Very good, Richard. Thank you for the call. Very, very nice of you to say that to Bonnie. So
I really like Richard, but I'm not a Tooelean. I will never call myself a Tooelean. One time, a cop told me that I was the worst driver he's ever seen in Tooele, and I took that really hard.
You're not a bad driver either.
I was just frustrated.
You're not an awesome driver.
Have you ridden in the car with him?
Oh, no,
pretty good.
Yeah. Out to get you.
Oh, yeah, I think that's
right. Right.
Keene City Council, by the way, votes 10-3 tonight to reinstate an indoor mask mandate in the city, unfortunately, according to the very same Keene Sentinel. Despite having an overwhelming number of people contacting them against this thing, despite over 70% of downtown businesses filling out a, a survey saying they are against this. Now, I guess, Bonnie, you were just reading some notes that somebody sent you about this decision. Apparently, the mask mandate is going to be a little bit different this time. So the previous one that Aria and myself and the local owner of a pho noodle shop here that was called Pho Keene Great at the time, we sued the city of Keene over their last year's mask mandate. Unfortunately, the federal government kicked it out of court almost a year later, saying that, well, we didn't get a ticket, so therefore we don't have any basis on which to sue. So unfortunately, well, it didn't work out. It
might work out this year because now instead of the businesses getting the fine, the person not wearing the mask is going to get the fine. That's right. One of the amendments.
That's a key difference between this one and last year. Last year they were targeting the business owners, which, by the way, I don't think any of them ever did get fined from that, and that may be because Keene police actually don't want to enforce this particular law, at least from a couple cops I've spoken with.
Yeah, a lot of people say that the police don't want to enforce this law.
Yeah.
The other amendments include masks are to be worn while seated indoors at businesses, with the exception of food service establishments. There was also some type of provision for people with medical issues. Police department are responsible to enforce the ordinance. First offense, verbal warning. Second offense, written warning. Third offense, $100 fine, which I think the dollar amount went down as well.
I think it might have been $100 or something for the business owners last time around. And I think there, I don't remember if there was a warning last time around either. There probably was.
But two is a verbal, then a written, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember all the details, but so they've changed how this one's set up, and now they're targeting the individuals instead of the business owners. I think that's an improvement because it gives the business owners the freedom to let people choose and not have to feel like that they are, you know, enforcing this stuff. And there were already multiple business owners who were saying, we're not going to enforce this,
yep,
no matter what it looks like.
Keene doesn't want this. We went to the committee meeting. The large majority of people were against it. I don't think anybody's going to hold it against businesses who don't enforce it.
If they want to hold it against it, don't go to those businesses.
Yeah,
if you're
perfect.
A mask
Keene is not a representative government either because of all the pushback, and they voted for it anyway.
Just like with the Bearcat, as I mentioned during my speech last week, which, by the way, we'll put the video up for that, too. More coming.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Matt.
So at the very beginning of the show tonight, we had a speech, I guess you could say, from Adam Kokesh. He's behind bars right now facing possession of psilocybin with intent to distribute charges in some crappy little county in southern Colorado. And we're going to continue to follow that case as it develops. But it led to a discussion briefly about a case that you remembered, Bonnie, from last year. The New Hampshire Supreme Court had ruled overturning a man's conviction for possession of psilocybin. Now, again, we're talking about the active chemical in psychedelic mushrooms. And we've just determined over the recent years that there's been some interesting scientific studies that have been done showing that psilocybin can help cure people with PTSD, and of course it's been used for centuries, if not thousands of years, by humans to actually, you know, go on spiritual journeys and for spiritual religious purposes. And the Supreme Court agreed with that particular argument, and they overturned this man's conviction. So I brought up that story because it's really an interesting case. And the fact that the Supreme Court voted unanimously on this matter in New Hampshire is also worthy of note, right? Because a lot of Supreme Court cases is like, oh, half, you know, 60% said this and the other 40% disagreed. But in this case, every single one of them agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a story from the Union Leader, which is the New Hampshire largest newspaper in the state of New Hampshire. This, again, from last year. It's actually been almost an entire year since this story came out. The New Hampshire Supreme Court upended the 2018 conviction of a North Country resident for possession of psilocybin mushrooms, ruling the conviction conflicts with the Native American-based religion he practices. In its unanimous ruling, the four sitting justices said that the New Hampshire Constitution's right of religion is stronger than protections under the U.S. Constitution, which require a stricter balancing test in cases of religious use of illegal drugs.
Wait, so they're saying the New Hampshire Constitution is stronger in
than the U.S.
religious freedom? Okay.
Correct.
Nice.
According to the decision, Jeremy D. Mack of Colebrook, New Hampshire, had practiced a shamanic, earth-based religion for years, and in 2017 joined the Oratory of Mystical Sacraments branch of the Oklavua Native American Church. That's spelled O-K-L-E-V-U-E-H-A, and I apologize if I'm not pronouncing it right. The church issued him a membership card, which allowed him to ingest the mushrooms sacramentally.
The church had restrictions for the sacrament. It should be taken in seclusion, not in public or around children, and it should not be taken while operating a motor vehicle or shooting firearms. Good advice. Mac went on to become a minister in the church. Efforts to reach him on Tuesday through his public defenders were unsuccessful. The justices said the trial judge in Coos County Superior Court erred in his legal rulings following Mac's conviction. The court remanded the case back to the trial court level. Quote, we have long recognized that in Part 1, Article 5, there is a broad, a general, a universal statement and declaration on the natural and unalienable right of every individual, of every human being in the state to make such religious profession, to entertain such religious sentiments, or to belong to such religious persuasion as he chooses, and to worship God privately and publicly in the manner and season most agreeable to the diktats of his own conscience and reason. This wrote Supreme Court Justice James Bassett, quoting a 150-year-old opinion from 1868.
Hmm.
In 2018, Mac was convicted of psilocybin possession after state police discovered the mushrooms while searching for weapons that were under a confiscation order in an unrelated civil case. Psilocybin is known for its hallucinogenic effects on users. The federal government classifies it as a Schedule 1 drug, which means it has a high potential for abuse, which is ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Like you can just get addicted to using mushrooms.
And no accepted medical use. In fact, Bonnie, if you look at the chart that Professor David Nutt came up with, that's Nutt with two T's, in the UK, he used to be like one of their drug minister types, and then he turned against the war on drugs, and he came out with a chart that totals up the amount of like societal damage and personal damage that each drug does. So like there's a different score for each part of it, and then he totaled up the scores. Mushrooms were the lowest.
I'm sure.
Of all of them. LSD, cannabis, it was lower than cannabis.
Right? You know, nobody wants to do mushrooms and then go out and hurt somebody or...
Hardly anyone would want that. I have heard stories of, like, total psychopaths taking, you know, things like mushrooms. And
probably mixing it, you know, drinking and doing mushrooms, it's not good.
So, going on here. So the federal government again classifies it as Schedule 1. Other drugs in the category are heroin, LSD, and marijuana. Following his conviction, Mac's lawyer asked trial judge Peter Bornstein to throw out the conviction on religious grounds, and the veteran superior court judge refused, because there's no skin off his back. You know, he's not going to get kicked off the bench. In this case, even though he gets overturned, he's not kicked off the bench. While the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States guarantees free exercise of religion, that had led some justices, including former U.S. Supreme Court Judge Antonin Scalia, to say that government had a compelling interest to enforce laws, even if a potentially illegal activity is part of a religious practice. Other cases have dealt with the drug peyote and with religious processions on streets. Bassett rejected Scalia's argument, preferring to rely on the New Hampshire Constitution. He wrote, now Bassett is the New Hampshire Supreme Court judge, he wrote that the U.S. Constitution protects religious beliefs, while the New Hampshire Constitution protects both beliefs and practices. Part 1, Article 5 of the New Hampshire Constitution deems that every person has a natural and unalienable right to worship God according to his own conscience, and the person shall not be hurt, molested, or restrained in doing so, provided that he doth not disturb the public peace or disturb others in their religious worship. Bassett wrote, quoting the 1968 Supreme Court ruling, quote, the framers of our state constitution expressly provided that these rights of conscience could not be surrendered, nor could society or government have any claim or right to assume to take them away or to interfere or intermeddle with them, except so far as to protect society against any acts or demonstrations of one sect or persuasion which might tend to disturb the public peace or affect the rights of others. So basically, in summary, according to the New Hampshire Supreme Court, as long as you're doing your psilocybin mushrooms in the privacy of your own home, and you're not out there, you know,
driving around,
driving or disturbing somebody else's peace, it's fully legal. They voted unanimously on this. No dissent whatsoever. And here's the actual part, Article 1, Part 5. Here, they've quoted it here and there, but I'm just going to give it to you straight here. According to the actual court case, quote, every individual has a natural and unalienable right to worship God according to the diktats of his own conscience and reason, and no subject shall be hurt, molested, or restrained in his person, liberty, or estate for worshiping God in the manner and season most agreeable to the dictates of his own conscience, or for his religious profession, sentiments, or persuasion, provided he doth not disturb the public peace or disturb others in their religious worship.
Sounds like freedom to me.
Yeah. So again, the church in question here is Oklavua, and it is a church that has been involved in multiple court cases in the United States over however many decades it's been in existence. So this isn't their only victory that they've had, from what I understand, but this is a rock-solid victory. I mean, this is just something that cannot be dismissed. It is very, very interesting. Now, you know, presumably you don't have to just join the Oklavua Church. Whatever church has a belief in psychedelics as a spiritual practice would be acceptable here. So if you were to form your own church, and obviously there's something to be said for joining an already existing practice, mm-hmm. because then you have the history, you've got the organization behind you, they've already fought cases, they've got a track record, so it certainly makes sense to join an organization like that. But there's, you know, you have the freedom of religion. And so if you don't agree with all of the tenets of the Oklavua Church, you can form the Reformed Oklavua Church, just like Aria formed the Reformed Satanic yeah. Church here in Keene. And, you know, part of the government's argument against the Crypto Six is going to be that, well, you guys don't have a real religion. And that's going to be a tough argument for them to make, because
I'm part of the Shire Free Church, and it's my religion. Peace is my religion.
Yeah, religion is something that man creates based on how they interpret the universe and what their belief in God is. And who are these statists to be able to, you know, these government worshipers who have their own religion of the state, who are they to say whose religion is real and whose isn't?
Blasphemers and Pharisees and awful other people.
Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting case, and you know, it's unfortunate that the U.S. Constitution is so weak by comparison to the New Hampshire Constitution. Just another reason that New Hampshire needs to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And so kudos to the New Hampshire Supreme Court making the right decision. They don't always. A lot of times they're making pro-state, pro-government yeah. decisions. But in this case, they overturned a man's conviction for possession of mushrooms.
# walk away.
Yep. Good stuff. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.